Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. He is a Latin American research professor. And we go immediately to a story that dominates the headlines in the Americas, the election in Ecuador, a small, profoundly troubled and dangerous country where the capital, Quito, saw an election pass without violence, to my reading of the news. There is contention, and the factions are well defined. The violence may or may not be related to government. Professor Ellis has been there recently and will travel there again. He's someone who can help us understand the dangers and the promise of a small state that is vulnerable to outside forces. Professor, a very good evening to you. The surprise. Daniel Noboa, the son of a well-to-do man, elected in a special election a year before, facing the general election, the same opponent as before, scores what appears to be a very easy, overwhelming victory, following two things. One, the knowledge that his opponent, Ms. Gonzalez, was doing much better in the polling beforehand than the previous cycle of elections, the special election. And two, a sudden surprise, I remember we talked about it, appearance of Daniel Noboa and his wife, both of whom are elegant people, at Mar-a-Lago, visiting with the president and his counselors 2 weeks before the vote. Surprising both, but now we have the election results. Are you surprised, Professor? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. I am frankly surprised, but not entirely. The expectations going into the election were actually a concern that Luisa Gonzalez would win. In the first round of the elections, they were almost at a statistical tie, about 44% to 44%, as I recall, with a couple other candidates. The most promising one was Leonidas Issa, who got about 5% of the vote. A lot of that vote with an ethnic party, Pachakuti, was expected to go to Luisa Gonzalez. Some of the polling in Ecuadorian polling is notoriously off. But some of the polling had indicated that Gonzalez was either up by, you know, one or maybe 2 points or maybe more going into this. The actual results ended up being about 12 to 14 percentage points different than what had been expected by the polls. And so Noboa won by 56% to 44%. Now, to give you a feeling for what that represents, if you looked at the number of votes he actually had coming out of the February 1st round, it appears that virtually all of the additional votes from all of the other different candidates went to Noboa. So literally during the first round, he was up over Luisa Gonzalez by about 16,700 votes. And in the most recent one, he was up by about 1 million votes. Now, To be clear, although Luisa Gonzalez initially was talking about fraud, and others such as Gustavo Petro in Colombia have been talking about fraud as well, the observers who were there, and there were people from the Organization of American States and others, and all the observers thus far have said that there was no credible reports of fraud, and indeed some of those the claims by Luisa Gonzalez herself have begun to fade. And so it appears that what seemed statistically improbable, at least to the extent that there is no proven fraud. And so Daniel Noboa has been effectively recognized, and his new government is now going forward. And he's even begun appointing new ministers, including his new economy minister, Sarah Belen Maya, among others.
The concern all of us have is the violence that was commonplace in the country before the special election a year ago. I have no certainty that it continues. But the narco-terrorism gangs ripped through the country, assassinations, threats, intimidations. Has that atmosphere changed, and is it a factor in Noboa's election?
It certainly was a factor, John. Indeed, it was actually a factor in the previous election as well. Noboa has actually had some progress. There are a number of key issues. One is just really controlling the violence in the streets, and especially the western coastal provinces, places like Manabí, Guayas. There has been some progress there, although it continues to be violent. Ecuador continues to be one of the most violent in terms of homicide rates countries in Latin America right now. And citizens certainly feel that there's a sense that there continues to be problems within the prison system, including there have been some problems with the murder of the heads of prisons, which suggests that there's a certain coordination and continuing intimidation and extortion that allows the gangs rather than the government to fully control the prisons. The military was initially brought into the prisons, had reasserted some control, and then tried to essentially withdraw a little bit of that, but it worked out that the military was not, had not established as much control as they'd like. So it continues to be an ongoing struggle with the violence. And the sense going into the election was that the continuing challenge that Noboa had not been able to fully restore state control and get violence under control was one of the factors that was believed could have undermined him and brought Luisa Gonzalez to power, but it does not. And indeed, as you also suggested, the cooperation with the United States, who has been very close to Noboa. Noboa has been one of the most pro-U.S. presidents in South America in recent years, and certainly security cooperation, the providing of training as well as certain technical capabilities through U.S. Southern Command, and Noboa's commitment perhaps even to bring U.S. forces back into a base, a counter-narcotics base that we used to operate out of in Manta, Ecuador, or perhaps other places. That continuing cooperation will now probably continue to be an important part of that struggle in Ecuador to keep control and keep gangs like the Choneros and the Lobos and others and their Mexican accomplices under control.
Rafael Correa, who was president of the country, a dominant force for 10 years and is in exile from a corruption charge, is not going away. And my understanding is that Rafael Correa represents outside interests by the People's Republic of China, to name one. What about that? Is China interested in developing with Noboa as well? They can be presented as bad actors because of the things they left behind them.
That's a great question, John. And with Ecuador, as with Argentina, now with Javier Milei, and previously with the Peronists, what you get is that governments on the right and left in Latin America continue to engage with China. The question just becomes how and with what level of transparency. And so under Rafael Correa, you had a lot of very questionable state-to-state deals. There were six major hydroelectric facilities, about a total of $13 billion in Chinese loans, which were paid for by contracts with oil. it was subsequently exposed that there was rife corruption within Correa's team involved with a lot of those Chinese deals. Indeed, one of my colleagues that we've talked about in previous shows, Fernando Villavicencio, was one of the leading people exposing some of that China-tied corruption. In Ecuador, especially if you look at some of the projects such as the Coca-Cola Sinclair Dam that just had a disastrous record, some 17,000 structural cracks. It can only be literally half filled because of structural issues. It may eventually become not usable at all. However, having said all of that, while Noboa has certainly moved away from that, you see that China continues to be involved in important ways. Huawei and telecom has an important role. You have a presence in the oil sector. Indeed, Chinese interests, it appear, may get control of a major oil field in Ecuador and Amazon called Sacha. You have the Chinese very involved in the product sector. The Chinese actually had built an important port called Pasor. Now that they are under control of DP World. And so Chinese activity and control across sectors in Ecuador continues to be very real, although some of those transparent, big, corrupt projects and some of those things in the military sector that we saw before, such as the purchase of a large number of military trucks, purchase of an air defense system, which all occurred under Correa, that type of cooperation has at least thus far not gone forward under the pro-U.S. and Noboa regime, who I think has been a little bit more attentive to U.S. concerns about the impact of China in certain sectors, such as digital and in military and in other areas.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, much more to say about Quito in future, a state worth helping. We're moving to a very, very significant story, a man named Nayib Bukele. If you know that name, you understand. If you don't, you're going to learn. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bass.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.